Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Tommy, let's go. Introduce her.
It's that time, ladies and gentlemen. She is here, Carla Farrell, with what? Reality update.
All right. Thank you, nephew. Here we go. Real Housewives of Potomac. So Karen Shirley went back home to participate in her high school homecoming. Did you see that?
The Grand Dame.
And she invited Ashley and Giselle to come kick it with her, because I think basically she wanted them to see, you know, where she's from and meet her family. And, you know, from day one, Karen has had this position that she's from, you know, the Potomac, or she's earned her way to being a part of the Potomac elite, if you will. And so Karen and Ashley and Giselle, they all went down. And Karen is from a farm. Her family is, she's a daughter of a farmer. And Karen says she was very proud of that. And so the girls got to see. Yes, that's exactly right. And her family and the farm has a history, if you will. Slave ownerships. The land has been passed down for their family, and now they own it. So it's really, really big. It's a really proud moment for her and her family. Meanwhile, they're all down there with Karen. Robin, she decides to meet with Candace and tell her how the meeting went with Monique at Karen's house, and how Robin was just basically telling Candace that Monique was not remorseful for the fight that they had. And, you know, Candace was really upset about that. And she was thinking about pressing charges against Monique. From that fight. But it seems like Karen kind of suggested that Candace do that. So I'm like, wait a minute, Karen, you on team Candace or you on team Monique? I'm real confused. Yeah, I was real confused about that. So we'll see what's going to happen with that. Monique's husband, he was not pleased with his wife's behavior. So he set up a meeting. It seems like Monique and her husband, they had a meeting with their pastor. And the pastor just basically talked to Monique and told her that she has to figure out what's setting her off like that. Was it something from her childhood? You know, she can't take criticism. It just sets you off where you're just ready to fight. So she really needs to explore and find out, you know, was it something from my childhood? What's going on with her? Anyway, back to Robin. So let me take you back to Robin. She's still over Candace's house telling her about what went down during the meeting. And then Candace, doing all this crying, then she looks at Robin and say, but what's this on the blogs about you owing the IRS $90,000? I said, see, that's why Monique jumped
She's so messy.
She is so messy. You up there, this girl up here trying to talk to you and spill the tea about your stuff, and then you up here throwing shade at her about how much she owes to the IRS, $90,000. That's a lot of money. So, you know, Robin has talked about her financial problems in the past. So, you know, she knows that she has to get that together. So, you know, you can't play with them people about them taxes. You can't. I guess, you know, unless you're President Trump. And then you
True.
I'm here to tell you, you can't.
That was a fact.
Wait, excuse me. Excuse
me.
Come on in
here. I'm here to tell you. Send them folks their damn money.
Don't play with them people.
They have measures. Hey, they can call the bank and stop everything you do. And when you pay them, they'll wait 30 days to unfreeze it.
Okay.
So you get the lesson.
So, Robin, if you're listening, to listen to Steve Harvey,
they
don't mess with them people.
You, man.
They are not. Nope. And that's pretty much it on Real Housewives of Potomac. Last week we talked about, we congratulated Cynthia Bailey and Mike Hill. Oh, we all know our very own Steve Harvey introduced them. You know, he was the matchmaker and they all got married. Ooh, I mean, they got married this past weekend. So that was cool. What'd you say, Steve?
Let's hope they stay together because I damn sure want to get blamed for that.
That's so crazy. And quickly, October, we know it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month this Saturday. Sister Strut, virtually, we're doing it with WDAS in Philly, 105.3. And also Detroit, Sister Strut. Detroit, we got you, Mix 92.3.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.